Girls, listen to the tide flow. Seashells clatter along the shore. That kettle whistle off the wind. Girl, take your heels off. Feel the sand between your toes. The squelch of it. Gentle raindrops dance on your collarbones. Girl, scoop the blue nectar into your palms. Pour it on your forehead, crevices of your cheeks, your neck's violet streaks. Girl, sway your hips, swish your belly, twist your wrists. Move to the melody of the earth. You are its pulse. Girl, place your hand on your heart. Count its tip-tap. All that you do, all that you are. Girl, buy a bag of salt and vinegar chips. Dig your fingers deep. Lick your lips. Girl, close your eyes. Let salt air weave through your vertebrae, sewing you back together. Girl, come back whenever you need. I am the water, you are the seed.
Thank you, Molly. Next up is Jack Shortland.
This is called My Blessed Lamb. The devil was a snake. You were supposed to be afraid of snakes. He was Lucifer who was sent to hell, but you shouldn't feel sorry for him. God was in heaven. He was like a tame lion. Benevolent meant he could be kind to you, but you shouldn't torment him. The Holy Ghost wasn't a ghost. He was a dove. He came down when you were baptized, but you'll never be able to remember. Holy Mary was the lady in the grotto. Immaculate meant she was like a swan. She could appear to you, but you had to be special to be chosen. Jesus was the lamb on the altar cloth. You had to say Agnus Dei when the bell rang. The Eucharist was put on your tongue and the lamb came into your soul. That part was real for me. God knows why.
Next up is Patrick Cotter.
At the butcher, the sheep's severed head seems merely disembodied, floating, not hanging from a hook. Eyes creamy and dozing, in a sheen of deep thought, as if she remembers the pastures, the smell of shook clover, hedges to be jumped over, the raptures of mad rams later dismembered, a stumped man following his wife to the butcher's shop, stares into the sheep's lifeless eyes, his moist nose inches from her muzzle. His puzzlement in gazing, not as if he would eat but befriend, as if social censor is all that stops him from rending the sheep a kiss, stroking her brow, missing an appreciative baffled greet, locked from the bodiless being. He turns in time to shirk his wife, who pays for lamb chops and piquant kidneys with token pounds and broken smirks.
Patrick, next up is Mary O'Connell.
Oh.
This is about one of my colourful friends. He's possibly positively psychedelic. But it's not funny. It's called Visitation. Birdman appeared. Kingfisher blue and red, slipping into a space between daylight and dusk. Don't close the door in my face. I opened it wide. I felt the breath of his wings and led him aloft. He gave me a coin, 3 stupas. Shedding Ganesha, elephant god from the east. Perched on a chair, he told me his dreams, filled the room with his song, lurched, swooped, and spun. He spoke of the journeys he'd planned. My crumbling logic fell at his feet. I watched as he turned, stirring the air, while he opened a way for his flight.
Thank you, Mary. Next up is Julie Aldridge.
Mood poem. It is still September, but November dark. Apparently a soft day this morning. This morning is a watercolour study in grey, horizonless, with a rubbed out tide mark. Out here there's no hard or bottom line, no rules are rules or defensive tactics. No internecine wrangling and rackets, no secret plots or stratagems to define. I walk the long length of the strand. Gluey kelp, remaindered by the sea, crops up in heaps like a fallen army. A soft lens of jelly shines on the sand.
Next up is
Rishti. I've never written a poem for a person before, but as Theo's poetry made it clear, sometimes you just have to do it. So I was a friend there recently, yesterday, Emer, you might have heard her names, but I wrote something for her last night.
Speak up.
Yeah, we couldn't hear.
Yeah. Okay. On average, we interact with 80,000 people in a lifetime. We are expected to know 600 by first name terms. Among that, we trust 15 to 25. Through 6 connections, it is expected that we have access to an introduction to everyone alive at Earth.
Amen.
However, no statistic I could find could determine the amount of lives you touched, how you loved with humble ferocity and shunned to me, even though I didn't know you well enough to deserve it. No one could ever quantify how many more lives you had the potential to positively influence, and no spreadsheet I could produce could ever make you believe it. So I question, were you put on this earth to remind a select group of friends that we are not invulnerable to accident and tragedy, that death happens horribly and frequently? If that was your purpose, you proved it dramatically and rocked me to my core. But I know if you lived, you would have achieved so much more.
Bob Dylan piece called It's Alright Ma from 1965. Darkness at the break of noon, shadows even the silver spoon. The handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon. To understand you know too soon, there is no sense in trying. pointed threats they bluff with scorn. Suicide remarks torn from the fool's gold mouthpiece, the hollow horn. Plays wasted words to prove the warn that he not busy being born is busy dying. Temptation's page flies out the door. You follow, find yourself at war and watch waterfalls of pity roar. You feel to mourn, but unlike before, you discover that you just be one more person crying. So don't fear if you hear a foreign sound to your ear. It's all right, Ma, I can make it. Some war and victory, some downfall. Private reasons, great or small, can be seen in the eyes of those that call to make all that should be killed crawl, while others say don't hate nothing at all except hatred. And preachers preach of evil fates, teachers teach knowledge waits can lead to $100 plates. Your goodness hides behind its gates. Sometimes the president of the United States must have to stand naked. And disillusioned words like bullets bark, human gods aim for their mark, make everything from toy guns that spark to flesh-coloured Christ that glow in the dark. It's easy to see without looking too far that not much is really sacred. And the rules of the road have been lodged, it's only people's games you have to dodge. It's all right, Ma. I can make it. Advertising signs that con you into thinking you're the one that can do what's never been done, that can win what's never been won. Meantime, life outside goes on all around you. You lose yourself, you reappear. You suddenly find you got nothing to fear. Alone you stand with nobody near when a trembling, distant voice, unclear, startles your sleeping ears to hear that somebody thinks they really found you. A question in your nerves is lit, yet you know there is no answer fit to satisfy, ensure you not to quit, to keep it in your mind and not forget that it is not he or she or them or it that you belong to. And the masters make the rules and the wise men's and the fools. I got nothing, Ma, to live up to. For them that must obey authority that they do not respect in any degree, who despise their jobs, their destinies, speak jealously of them that are free, till accepting nothing to do to idolize. While some on principles baptize the strict party platform ties, social clubs and drag disguise, outsiders can freely criticize, tell nothing except who to idolize and say God bless him. While one who sings with his tongue on fire gargles in the rat waste choir, bent out of shape from society's pliers, and cares not to come up any higher, but rather get you down in the hole that he's in. And I mean no harm nor put fault on anyone who lives in a vault. It's all right, Ma, if I can please him. All lady judges, they watch people in pairs, limited in sex, they dare to push fake morals, insult and stare, while money doesn't talk and swears, propaganda, all is phony. While them that defend what they cannot see, with a killer's pride security, it bends their minds most bitterly, for them to think death's honesty won't fall upon them naturally, life sometimes must get lonely. My eyes collide with head-on stuffed, false graveyards, false goals I scuff, a pettiness that plays so rough. I walk upside down inside handcuffs, kick it off, crash it off, and say, hey, what else can you show me? And if my thought dreams could be seen, they'd probably put my head in the guillotine. But it's all right, Ma. It's life and it's life only.
Thanks, Bob. Next up is Shauna Lee Lynch.
This is called Of Mice and Me Toos. I don't believe in feminism, I believe in equality. Well, go ahead and fuck off with that ideology. It took this long to concede the chant of Me Toos, centuries of sexism convulsed in a breakthrough for this long overdue female coup. This isn't an attack on all men. I do have pity for a lot of male friends, the gentler souls that keep their hands to themselves. I hate that so much female art has been hijacked. We're forced to tell the stories of those that have attacked us. Recent revelations of harassment comes not as news, for all women have suffered abuse. I've always had a lot of lads as mates. Growing up in a council estate, we'd rogue as broods together, not discriminated by gender, as games of rounders and not prone to a patriarchal agenda. When we hit puberty, everything changed. I found myself having to restrain my dismay at their words when I heard these lads talk about birds in such a disrespectful way that when I finally had my say, I'd get mocked. And this stocked up a lot of rage inside me for my counterpart species. Or when I would say I wanted to be an actor, these cretins would holler and inquire, "In porn, is it?" Then laugh and snigger, accompanied with a comment about my figure, because this made them feel bigger than me, influenced to exercise aggressive misogyny. Intimidated by someone with ambition and goals, a desire to leave this rural shithole where they already had resigned to their life on the dole. There was the boy who smacked a hurley across my ass in front of the whole class because he wanted to hear how loud it would crack. Or the guy at 15 that spiked my drink, causing me to fall and break my teeth, but be grateful that that's all that happened. The guy that hid inside my gaff for 1.5 hours because he knew I was there by myself and thought it would be funny to jump out when I went to bed. Aware of his presence, I went on a rampage of kicks and punches, but now I'm the crazy one. Sure, he was only having a laugh, like. I whooped that boy upside his head and warned him never to return again. He didn't, but his brother did. He would nip the underwear from her clothesline, like the creeps you see on primetime. Then one night after a few whiskey powers, he waited in my porch for 2 hours while I had to hide in the dark and cower, because if I called the Gardaí, I would risk my future safety. And that's merely a speck of things I have faced that escalated as I aged, and that's nothing compared to some women's stories. No wonder we live in constant anxiety. Like when a man walks too close to me on the street, even in daylight on a busy street, I change the pacing of my feet so I am behind and cannot be taken by surprise. Or when I see a group of males, I automatically lower my gaze so I don't make eye contact that can be perceived as a contract inviting me to be verbally attacked. Again, I reiterate, it's not all men. But caution comes naturally to women when vampires have ventured to vacuum her voice, and now the venom is wearing off. Slut, tramp, bitch, whore, these words will be hissed no more. The fifth wave is roaring from the shore.
About men.
So. All the time, Pat. It's called stale water. When I consider how my life is spent, halfway to extinction, producing incessantly as I would have liked, arsing away, now having enough is always a gripe, now see folded in a historic covering. The television eating at creative innards, eating on the right is not even considered. Alcoholic occupation swallowing credentials. Nascent talent surfacing to be shot down. Local shame curtailed the best of ever. The household niceties clean the area, needed for other purposes, still unpaid, dreaming of employment in some degree. Low flat merging with a domestic edge, kept under observation without crime. Parrying the post on watch for his necessities, a taste in one's mouth spells relief. Tolerating outside inertia for sake of a refreshment, eventual discernment at a worthy price, cross cultural relief shock waving through. Singing ballads over a radio's recording, giveth and taken away, less seeming, waiting for denouement, fast undercover, impossible longing still makes my day, opportune wish list for room for exposure. Thank you.
Next up is Grace Piotrowski.
Female safety. to the drunk guy at the concert who made me move. I'm pissed. I waited and fought the crowd to get this spot, dried up my skin in the sun, elbowed through bodies one by one to reach the closest point. And this is my favorite band, and you were funny and cute at first. I bummed your beer because you clearly didn't need it as much as my high school adolescents crave the bitter taste of that illegal elixir. But your words got sloppy, your hands became loose, unrestrained, unhinged, invading. Each offer of beer became more threatening. I said no, yet you didn't care. Your friends played dumb, acted unaware of my lack of safety. I stepped to the side, you did too. No maneuver could get me away from drunken you, so I had to move. Fuck you. Woo!
Thanks, Grace. Next up is John Tynan.
Let every rainfall be your first. Skies, fountain, seeping, sailing thirst for new. Why? Strain to squint at squalid clouds, dim the day with dark and shroud the gloom. So, widen eyes to silky strata, soothing sense of swan's wings graze above you, altered view. See, instead the strings of pearls pale, the queen of nature's shimmers hail, let woo. Now, turn to glazing wind and seek, slip on the cloak of shiver sweet transmute. Then, cast off the lie you heard at childhood, that rain and such are bad, a falsehood. Live true.
Thank you, John. Next up is Charles Clark.
So I picked up something off the shelf, and it turned out to be something that used to be very common. In fact, it used to be in every house at one time. The Rubens of Womacan.
Oh!
Nice. just the first 7 quatrains, I think. Awake, for morning in the bull of night, has flung the stone that puts the stars to flight, and lo, the hunter of the east has caught the sultan's turret in a goose of light. Dreaming when dawn's left hand was in the sky, I heard a voice within the tavern cry, awake, my little ones, and fill the cup before life's liquor in the cup is dry. And as the cock crew, those who stood before the tavern shouted, open then the door, you know how little while we have to stay, and once departed, may return no more. Now the new year, reviving old desires, thoughtful soul to solitude retires, where the white hand of Moses on the bough puts out, and Jesus on the ground aspires. Iram, indeed, is gone with all its rose, and Jamshid's seven-ringed cup, where no one knows, but still divine her ancient ruby yields, and still a garden by the water flows. And David's lips are locked, but in divine high piping, palely with wine, 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 red wine, the nightingale cries to the rose, give that yellow cheek of hers drink carnadine. Come, fill the cup, and in the fire of spring, the winter garment of repentance spring. The bird of time has but a little way to flow, to fly, and lo, the bird is on the wing.
That was a nice surprise, Charles. Next is Ali Bracken.
The first time when I tell you this band, but
What is modifier Irish English? But I get, okay?
Not that noise.
This is O'Dearism. All without a voice and the watching crowd raised in protest. It all happens over there and under that and not here and not here. Oh dear, what a sight, what a plight. How could they all stand it, standing around and not caring one bit? Wrens of the Curra, victims of the Somme, siege of Fallujah, and all that gang rape, so much gang rape, and they all stood around and found that the sights through their windows could be unbound, unbound in ribbons, bows, and syntheses of sound. Turn it up and not over, it might spill about my cup of cloves and lemon due to all that shouting I had to do last night in order to bring my tables and chairs into line with the running order. They kept on trying to run away and order me around, around the clock like time and the threading needle. I said, I'll have you know that there's no way I'm doing that. I'm a bit busy lately with all the writing, computer typing, silent fighting, flavour flinging, hummus dipping, laughless singing, spider spinning, but don't, no, do not spin me into a spider baby, shooting solely for a killing. We sat sedate for the four-course meal of indignation to teach the patient manners of the nation. Learn to speak and speak to learn, but whatever you do, don't act, do not act. Acting is for actors on the stage fiction of the theatre, not the footpath meter, light meter, sight seeker, path peeler. Teach, teacher, teach me how to be an honest man, a gentleman, a humble man, a frying pan, a desert fan, a man, something worth and capable of the air they breathe, possibly able to eat instead of feed. When will I see, when will we see, we are all passive to some old swindle or another, but we won't see until it's gone.
Okay.
Thanks, Ali. Next up is Constance.
Okay, the first time I try for this, it's very difficult Irish English. Walking cork. I am walking the streets of the old town. Many people from everywhere drinking big, eating salted peanuts and popcorn. Really the same always, and ice cream also, drowned by the song of horses. Ships pull out at night in front of a big screen. There is talk of the soccer game. They sell illusions, land of milk, of honey, a song of violin music in the air, pigeons play high in the free sky.
Hey! Brilliant. Thanks, Gus. Great. Next is Jim Crickard.
This is called Wake Up. Nothing grows between the L or O. Nothing breathes between the V or E. The word falls out of your mouth, laying there lifeless as a limp balloon. In time it will fizzle away like spittle, lost in the gloss of the tablecloth. You never said it again. Love vanished from your vocabulary, like the ionic bonds in the letters themselves repelled. You always had a science mind. No time for magic, you'd say. But I know that you're lying. I can hear the oceans of your soul roar, despite all of that poker-faced decorum. Don't you lie, don't you try to disguise the swells, the oceanic cries. You're hurting and you want to love, but those tidal illusions threaten your feeble cries. Just let me say, in the aftermath of pain and the roar of stormy cry, seashells still speckle the shore, bright as pearls at midnight. I apologize. All I have to offer, all anyone has to offer, is their time. Do you know where I came from, where you came from, where this all started? We were eyeless in a mermaid's purse, nestled in the underworld in ocean caves, where the left foot lays against a beating heart, while the right foot blindly kicks in the dark. Luna, the moon, emerged, then died 9 times, shedding silent tears and ripping up the tides. She carried us, she gave us life, bore us through by the axis of her darkness might, deplored onto the silver shore of childhood. It was in the fissure of a moment, one smack and air clouded its way into our lungs, nestled in the breasts of sacred mothers, never knew of each other, never knew of this world, never knew of each other. Somehow our rivers have changed course. I see you've built a dam on yours. I can hear your ocean roars. Think of Luna dying 9 times. Think of the destiny she designed for you. You always had a science mind, so you should definitely know neither oceans nor time can be confined.
Thank you, Jim. Next up is Bernadette Gallagher.
Walls of bones. Eyes raised to Syria, Iraq, Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Greece. Children drown in our artificial tears. We make Lent to salve our conscience. Eyes lowered, the sea washes over the sand, covering and uncovering our sins, washed up bodies. Eyes raised to play the trump card, to build walls of bones. Our forefathers and mothers ask, what are we celebrating? Eyes lowered, we sleep safe and warm. Arms sold to protect us by killing our own. The dead stare with empty sockets.
A beautiful thing unappreciated couldn't claim to be much more than a thing ugly and active. Understanding, taken as read, speeds towards confusion, headlong, full of promise, the expectancy that the past brings to the future. A clouded space in a crowded room. A silence of second guesses. A recognized misunderstanding left unclarified is a lie. Told and retold by the look of an eye in passing glances, unable to hold a gaze. Curtains drawn to the soul's window, veiled in thin speech, the noise that replaces the resonance of word. Deep tones separating knowns from unknowns, awake to the context of shared moments, a learned thing shared, unshared, is a violent agent of ignorance. The jealous learner is crueler than the impassioned idiot. Vocal and destructive, but innocent if honest. Heard words bounce. Toughening the mind, they rebound off. Soft words stick. A soft thing meeting a soft thing lands with a squelch, attaches and stays, gratifies inaction to the lazy, glorifies taking to the greedy, parasitic thoughts lingering where they are welcomed, parasites create tunnels, wormholes, catacombs, the premature resting places for fresh information, where keyholders, empowered with the potential for progress, characterize themselves as killers. For this is how things die. This is how things die. Words unvoiced by choice, space not taken, potential unfulfilled, vibrations stilled.
Thank you, Kieron. Emitting the still vibrations. Next up is Stan Knott.
I'll go with this point. So this is a piece that's been rattling around in my head in some form or fashion for a number of years. I suppose it comes with that technical term, a trigger warning. So it's, you know, the suicide epidemic in this country has been around a long time, and I've been trying to write something for ages, and I finally came up with this. So I don't want to offend anybody either who's been affected or has been in that space. But this is kind of what I'd imagine I'd say to somebody in that position. I don't want you to leave. Not today. Not yet. For it is not your time. It is not your time. So you stay for one more minute. Give us maybe one more hour. One more day. Can you offer that time to your father, your brother, your sister? For friends to gather at your place to feast once more their eyes upon your face, to ask you to stay here in the human race. Can you wait for your mother, whose heart beats to the same rhythm as yours, whose soul, should you go, will carry a leaden weight wherever she goes, to whisper, I don't want you to leave, not today, no matter what your pain may say. No matter what your pain may say, I am begging you to stay here with us, in this place, on this earth, for just one more day. For just one more day could ease your aching head. Just one more day could be enough to silence the voice saying, enough is enough. One more day could be enough for you to remember you are enough, to discover love lost somewhere along the way. Do you remember love? How it shone from your mother's eyes, how it danced on your father's laugh as he raised the glass to you? Do you remember love shared with friends who dared, played secret games filled with silly names, imagined ordinary streets as theatres, built to house extraordinary creatures? Those friends don't want you to leave. Not today. Not yet. For it is not your time. You have much to offer yet. The world desires your gifts be fully honed, that the seeds you have sown are allowed to grow into a unique heart and soul. I don't want you to leave. I want you to stay. I want you to grow, become a father or a mother, witness old age, recount your tales of friends and family on sun-drenched days to sons and daughters, giddied by the joy of your presence. I don't want you to leave. I want you to gift your presence to those who love you the most. I want you to know their love, the joy you bring to them, and they to you. So please, for just one more day, stay here with us on this earth.
We have two more poets and very little time, so keep it short. Next up is Niall Hearn.
This is called Gone Fishing. I'd love a fucking reset button, for this brain I mistrain is derailing my destiny. It floats somewhere between my skull when feeling good counts upwards to null. I only see my point as dull. When my brain doesn't act like a divine filter and I'm just a sitter on the lines wasting times, it's more like a drain and I feel a little insane, forgetting it's just the waxing and the wane. I'd love to wrap it in wool and wear for all to see to just be, or paint it on a canvas for ease of access. I'd love to cut myself open from my true words and thoughts to a spill, from red rushings to still. Instead I just slow hurry to a sudden worry that anyone would get me. I may be sick, and sick is silly and all I can be, and no longer blinded I still don't see. A dream is faded cause thoughts are jaded, in life's pool I sought love and white dove, and when push came to shove I didn't jump in, I just waited. And as I say this, I rip a happy hook through my tongue and let the blues blood flood as it should to form a conscious sea of me. I then cast my words out offline with my reel of doubt. Now I'm the bait and I'm the sea, I'll even be the fish if it must be. I'm bait, I'm tired and me. I'm feeling like a no one, so I constantly dream up the next runaway and evade the next, the one. A heavy heart clocking in just under a ton. I introduce my tongue as I count the years that go by. I still haven't said goodbye. I'm a rerun, I'm the setting and rising sun. Repeats and spirals, love self and be tidal. Stir up and serve, to myself I do deserve. But I act more like a preserve. They go for me, they but their hands just swerve. Put on the long finger, top shelf of shelf is where I linger. Forgotten about and filled with doubt that I'm a sinner. You must invite your friends to dinner and know you can add the flavour. A good time with G is something I truly savour. Maybe I'm just too tied up with love and not its labour. I bet me I am, so I couldn't lose the wager. There's fixed odds for downtrodden sods. See, I should run to stay fitter, but I just stay at home, again I'm the sitter. I have a lazy approach, I wouldn't even ash all the way to Roach. But now finally here's my tip to me. Enjoy every fucking sip from the lover's cup and just be. You've been here before? Yes. And managed to pass? Yes. So live in the now and not the future. So your present is bliss. Yes.
And to finish us off is Dunny.
I won't bore you too much with the context, but I suppose I'd be used to putting words to, with backing music, but anyway, I'll give you a quick...
We'll do the music here,
don't we? Okay. When we think of money, we think of the colour green. Hard work, soft work, any working fee. But in reality, money is tainted red. Red with the blood of the local dead. You dare to call yourself a political national, but do not hesitate about shopping international. You'll save 15 quid a week on your purchases. That's a job lost, and that's 188 a week on government surpluses. Where are the poets, the players, the skyscraper makers? Instead we've Tinder jockeys, Snapchat junkies and addicted gamers. All of our ways are lost in a gaze for the international supermarkets paying minimum wage.